The lemon chicken is delicious, isn't it?
Lemon is such a lovely flavour.
Yes, they really bring out the best of it.
Tonight,
we have indeed, yes. Next time we must try some meat or some other fish. Or I must, anyway. Good, isn't it? Which ones?
Two people sitting in the middle of the room under the plant.
Yes. In fact, I thought they would have finished their meal and gone on their way by now.
Is that all right?
Yes, thank you. Where's Snoopy getting the money from to go to the Tiger's Head tonight?
I'm giving her £20 a week. She can do what she likes. This week I only gave her 15. As I said, I was tired of waiting for the money from my film. And she could collect it from the students and have it when it came.
Well done. That was a fiver, was it?
You will take it.
Yes. Presumably they've all got their film, so they should jolly well be stumping up.
If she's not bothered to collect it, she
she can suffer. Yep.
On the 5th of July, we're going to Debbie's 18th birthday party.
Yes.
To Paul and Big in Hilton.
Oh, yes.
Debbie has invited Julie and Charlie. And about five or six boys.
I hope they'll turn up.
The Oliver. Calling Liz. Jeffrey Lee.
15, Monday.
5th. date anyway.
More vegetables down. Didn't get a lot there, did you?
Don't push any more.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Hang on.
It's all right. I'm going to touch the edge of the tray.
Oh, bad luck. Thank you, yes. No, I was holding in such an awkward way that fingers eventually tested. Thank you. Now, have some more of the mushrooms. And the goo. Lots of goo left. What did you get to put in the middle of the lobelia in that other pot?
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it? Very good, but it might help out.
Where did you get them in the end?
All different places.
Oh, right. Were they better value than previously, or similar, or what?
In fact, Thompson's geraniums on the whole are very good value. $1.25. I saw some today at $1.90.
Goodness. Extraordinary.
There were some cheaper geraniums around, but they were the trailing kinds, which you have with the hanging baskets. Mm. Having a learned discussion over there about non-marriage.
Oh, yes.
If a marriage was consummated before it was a marriage, never consummated after the marriage service, that is an
omen. Can there be one? Hardly, I would have thought. Absolute nonsense, isn't it?
Pretty cool.
Really?
Technically. But presumably normally what you do before the marriage.
Doesn't count. Yeah. Well, interesting idea. One side says yes, the other side says no, huh?
That's what they said.
The Chinese lemon chicken. It's the most distinctive.
You only get one chicken.
I think I prefer the Singapore noodles. My recollection is that you didn't find them too spicy. You enjoyed them too. No. Well done. Was there anything that prompted that?
She'd written in February to us. Said something about having a cataract operation.
Mm-hmm. I heard somewhere that John is living in Dartford now. So he's a long way away.
Who told you that?
I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. But he was a sailing man.
And of course, I mean, I know.
I might have known that.
Click. Christine.
How old is she?
I have no idea. Probably not. Probably not.
She did say in her letter, you heard from Sally, I didn't get my usual Christmas letter. So I told her Sally had a new world coming to fill them out.
Good. Yeah, there's nothing to stop me giving Sally a ring, is there, this weekend? Probably justified expense once in a while.
You seem to pay a lot of people to kill the
ground there. Thank you. Some decided sweetness in there, wasn't there? Did you discover where it came from? Linda was very envious of the fact we were coming here this evening. She was having to go to Helen's.
Graham was already worried about it.
Apparently Helen's a rotten cook.
In the programme. programme Susanna and I were watching before we came out, one of the questions was, what do you think is the most popular question, what is a marriage? What makes for a good marriage? Affection. Showing affection to your partner, giving your husband lots of attention, cooking him good meals, or having regular sex. And the most popular, by far, cooking him good meals.
Both the men and the women said that, did they?
The men were asked.
How wonderful. How wonderful. That's right. One or two young wives back on their heels, I would think, wouldn't you? Did the women get it right?
The women said, giving him lots of attention.
Interesting that none of them reckon good sex had anything to do with it. Regular sex. Frequent. There are a few people smoking during the meal here. You said earlier, didn't you? But they have got air conditioning.
Can they keep you in the door?
No, it's up there. Perched on the rafters there. That box over there. Oh, I feel a lot better for that. How are we doing? We've only been here an hour, perhaps we should start again.
It's been 9 o'clock.
10 past.
I enjoyed that, all of it. Thank you very much, darling. I'm very
grateful.
You suggested it. I think I should wear to my next wedding the dress I wore from the Vanguard Studio.
Which one was that?
Turquoise dress.
Oh, yes. It was lovely and warm.
I should be a bit stymied.
Why, is it a warm thing?
It's linen-y.
Oh, linen is supposed to be a cool.
Well, acrylic, you know.
Yeah, oh, acrylic thing, oh, yes.
Mixture, all things are these days.
Yes.
Thank you. Which means they don't breathe so badly, they wash well, and don't have
yes.
to have them clean.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. They're a real treat when you have fancy things in your fingers.
You could burn me. Some dessert, please.
Gentlemen, this will be his elder brother.
Thank you.
Same.
Toffee apple, toffee banana, lychee ice cream, fruit salad ice cream. Toffee apple or toffee banana?
Yeah.
Right. No, they don't need one. They make more money. They manage to probably get two covers in.
If you remember on the Friday when we came, you didn't start here until 9 o'clock.
Really? Did you persuade them especially on for the Friday, or was it on the Saturday?
On the Friday, they said it was the day before, and they couldn't do it.
One apple and one banana. Toffee apple is a toffee banana. Yes. One of each, please.
Yes. Yeah, coffee afterwards.
Yes, please.
Two coffees.
Strange. Well, it's always been an awful lot worse than it is now. No. But it's communication that tells us it's so awful now. I don't think it's any worse now, it's just that we better know more about it.
Well, I don't know.
And it's nonsense flying in food to Ethiopia, Bangladesh and all the rest of it.
Is it better to do nothing?
Let them die.
Why? Yeah. Why is that better?
Because that is the way of the world. They're living in very, very marginal areas that do not sustain life. You will never, ever stop sending food to areas like that. They're areas where people should not be living.
Is that a bad thing? I mean, if people go on being born there, then surely we should feed them. It doesn't really matter who feeds them, as long as they have nourishment. If you were in this country for some reason were starving, you wouldn't care who fed you.
The individual, of course, wants feeding, needs feeding. But should all the resources of this area, that area, be rushed to that particular point every 2 to 3 years?
Well, why should they?
That's what happens with Bangladesh.
Why should they not?
Because they don't have any genuine effect. It happens over and over and over again.
Well,
Nobody ever learns anything.
Maybe
when you're back in, all developed nations or all nations with plenty of food or plenty of resources should automatically make this sort of money and food available to nations without it. Maybe that's the answer.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it shouldn't be an emergency aid. It should be a standard for those that have, given to those that have not.
Yep.
That's the only way that people can be kept in.
I don't think we're talking about kept in reasonable health, dear. I think it is a question of living in an environment which does not genuinely support over any sensible period of time, normal human life.
Have you ordered?
We have, thank you, yes.
You ordered coffee as well?
Yes, well.
Yeah. You like coffee now or later? Give me a speak.
Yes? Later, please.
You want coffee now or later?
No, later.
They've always been like that, they're always going to be like that. So, say, let them die, there's no consequence, there has been more people. Otherwise, they'd have died out
of the world. Well, I mean, maybe there's an argument for teaching contraception.
Sure, there is, it works. That's never the problem. People who have nothing, the one thing they can have is children.
Yes.
You know that just in this country.
Sure.
People with no money and no home always seem to end up having children. Whereas if you and I didn't have a roof over our head, the last thing we'd think about is producing children.
But they do, yes. How right you are.
Whereas, yes, you do teach them and make contraception available.
Yes.
And mothers focusing all their hopes, ambitions, desires on one child, watching their education. It's crazy.
Yes. Be a nation of super brats.
And parent mothers at home, they don't know what to do with themselves. They've their children to look after. It's a brave attempt, but it's obviously not the ideal answer.
Surely. Banana, please. Yeah, apple there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Something like that, yes. Wow. Oh. Really? I put this on a cold plate, that wasn't very clever one. medal does seem secondary to the trophy, doesn't it? On her card, she called him Daniel David. I mean, I hope it's going to be called just Daniel.
Second name.
I
know.
Oh, really?
Layla is Layla Rach.
Real toffee, isn't it? Uh-huh. I Bette Linda's in for a lark for the next year with Simon round the corner in Ravensbourne. I reckon she'll come home some days and discover the place chock-a-block with students or three birds in bed with them or something.
I agree, they are rather close to comfort.
Sorry?
That table is full again already.
Full of what?
Two new people.
Oh, on the far side?
No, in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Matlock.
Why did you go on a choir out?
There are caves which seem.
Thank you.
We went into the caverns and.
No, I think I'll just leave
it. Saw the petrified caves where the water drips on objects, and over many years they build up a. Stone coating.
Did they have stalactites?
And stalactites. What are they called where they meet in the middle? Columns, I suppose, or pillars.
Special name for them?
I don't know. Yes, I agree with you. I always thought sitting at right angles is the ideal compromise.
Tricky on a round table.
No, not at all. Or a gimlet. I'd be intrigued to know what those other two couples who were not informed about the cancer christening did.
Yes, they weren't there.
Well, not unless they joined in wholeheartedly with the other lot.
Perhaps the
turned up outside, looked in and saw nobody, they knew and went away again.
Maybe. Has it been said that they hope to repeat the experience, or?
I think they're more concerned that the baby had his operation now.
What's the situation now?
Sometime in June. They expect. They're waiting to be called.
Thank you. Would you like some more coffee?
Yes, please.
Yes.
The young lady is making seems as if she's a member of the family because she's saying so much over there. The boy sitting next to her
saying little.
He's saying he's happy also.
Oh really?
But he looks so like John Adams. They're celebrating.
Is she John's daughter or the other guy?
I don't know. No, I think he must be because he's the way she sounds like.
Is it rather the blonde or the midway?
I saw Robin Shaw Coffee this morning in the paper.
Did you? Sorry?
He was fine.
Good.
He said his children were busy at school. Ellen about to do work experience at Redhill Primary School for a fortnight. She went to the London Makeup Centre when she had to
do hers. Sounds as if the girl plans to become a teacher.
But Tim did his work experience in art school, if you remember.
Didn't know what it hit him, did he?
Well, I don't think he's planning to be a teacher.
He certainly had himself a good varied, in his pal, a good varied work experience. Yeah. Painting and tennis coaching and I don't know what else he did do.
Well, he was putting things on the wall and the ceiling for over there. Put them down off the table. That's a little shattered. All I'm supposed to do is fit. Was his friend cut up all Maureen's tessellations? Made tessellation patterns.
Yes.
They meant to shape the sheets of paper. And Maureen asked him to cut them out, i.e., to go around the edge.
Yes.
And he cut out. No, thank you.
Confetti-like.
Maureen, whatever happened that size shape, instead of being a pattern on a piece of paper, she had all these jigsaw pieces.
Great. Did she put them all back together again?
She had time. Oh, now I can't.
just saying we didn't hear the music.
And then it's just as hard. John recognised you. Spider's web.
It's very nice coming out with you. As much as I said to Susanna, she was very welcome.
Yes.
I'm glad it's just the two of us.
What did she say to that?
Well, she said she was going with Sam. She'd already arranged it. And then tonight she said, where are you going? And I said, we're going to Nîmes. Oh, she said, that'd be nice. Oh, I'm sorry I'm not coming. Nowhere to bring her on her medicine.
Yeah.
I hope one of these days she finds herself a nice boyfriend.
Someone she can feel passionate about, you mean?
Someone she can feel committed to.
Yes.
Trust.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
All her protestations at the minute about wanting to...